Pablo for breakfast. Get it when you want with the best bits plus new stuff you haven't heard. Download the Listener app now.
Entertainment reporter Jaden Forster with us once again as he is on a Tuesday. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pablo. Today we start with a story that we haven't discussed for quite some time, the horrendous shooting tragedy that unfolded on the set of the movie Rust last year featuring Alec Baldwin. Over the weekend, there's been some quite significant developments. While the ME overseeing the case, the medical examiner, has assessed it as an accident, America's ABC News published this report by the FBI on the weekend that said that following their forensic sort of investigations, the gun that was involved in that shooting could not have actually been fired without the person holding it pulling the trigger, i.e. Alec Baldwin, which something, as we have discussed countless times here, is something that he has very, very strongly denied. So he says that it was a cold gun. He did not pull the trigger. So fascinating reading. Mm. It's around 10 months or so now since that tragic unfolded over there, and we are still really none the wiser as to how a live round found its way onto the set and allegedly, I guess, into that particular weapon. So the FBI has handed the case back to the Sheriff's Department now. Who knows when we'll get a conclusion, but it does sort of look like maybe we are sort of heading towards that direction now, perhaps.
Now, this time last week, we were rocked with the tragic news of Olivia Newton-John's passing. There has been some details come through, though, of late regarding the state memorial.
Yeah, slowly trickling through. It will be more of a concert than a state memorial service is what we're hearing, sort of despite it being described as a state-led service by the Victorian government. The family apparently wanted to be listed as a concert, which would give them then, I guess, the opportunity to sell tickets and then donate all of those proceeds to Olivia's foundation, which seems like a great idea. And sort of, as I suggested on social media at the end of the week, Rod Laver Arena is very much firming as the venue of choice, possibly sort of early to mid-September, because it's sort of booked up right up until then with gigs. So that's sort of where I guess things are at this point in time, or the timeline at this point in time. There's still a lot of planning to take place from here. So, of course, any news, any developments, we'll keep you posted.
Now, Johnny Depp, he's landed a big movie role.
Yes, behind the camera this time. He's filming a new movie at the moment, a French film actually, where he's playing King Louis. But yes, landed his first directorial gig in 25 years. People may remember that he directed The Brave in the late 90s, 97, I think that was. Next year, he's going to be directing a movie about an Italian painter and sculptor by the name of Amadeo Modigliani. I know I've got that wrong, but it's an Italian painter. I've been getting it right all morning until now. But anyway, it's a painter and sculptor from Italy, and it's based on a play that basically follows him on this journey where in Paris he goes through this very turbulent period where he can't sell his work. So right up, I guess, Johnny Depp's alley. It's sort of one of them real niche sort of films that he sort of attaches himself to. So yeah, well, great to see him directing that one. Still unclear if he'll be starring in it, but definitely directing.
Celebrity Lane 1, Instagram, Twitter for all your social media news. And of course, Jaden, will catch up with you in a week's time.
I'll catch you then. Thank you, Pablo.
It's the podcast for Karratha, the Pablo for Breakfast podcast, streaming now on the Listener app.